You say it all the time, right? They create the problem and they act like they have the solution to said problem. And that doesn't work anymore.
Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick along with Mike Spiraza. Mike, Friday, January 19th, and the Bills have another playoff game this Sunday.
I will be there. Knock on wood. I don't know if this is wood, but I am undefeated this year, 4-0 at games. So hopefully,
yes,
hopefully.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I got my uncle, who's a Jet fan, flew in from New York to come watch the Bills in the playoffs. So
no kidding. Yeah. So he's going to be a Bills fan for the day.
Yes. He's going to be a Bills fan for Sunday.
Very good. And we have the Chiefs coming to town, and boy, I think the 12th man's going to make a difference.
Well, it's going to be fun in the cold again, a night game too. So that'll be fun.
My question to you is, are you going to make a few extra bucks and go out and shovel some of the stadium?
Well, with Bidenflation, Mike, times are tough. So I could use some gas money at this point. Maybe I'll do that tonight. We'll see what happens.
Funny you should mention Biden.
Topic number one.
And it actually involves our president, Joseph Biden. So Mike, I'm going to start with this. Biden's Iran de-escalation strategy, is what they're titling this, is backfiring as the regime is close to producing an atomic bomb. Who would have thought when we free up billions and billions of dollars so Iran can basically further their terrorist funding, right? Their Hamas funding, their Islamic, the initiative funding, and put it toward building these bombs, Mike. I mean, is there any surprise?
No, excuse me. My cough is still here from 6 weeks ago. Nothing surprises me with this administration. I'll call it this regime, Mike, because that's really what it is. It's a regime that we have in America right now. I don't know what to say anymore. We refuse to spend money on things like our border and keeping our streets safe and getting fentanyl off the streets and, weaning people off, entitlements and benefits so that they can go to work and get real jobs. We don't do that stuff. We worry about other stuff, and it's killing America day by day.
Things go to hell in a handbasket, as many, older people might say, right?
Yep. Yep.
And then the Biden administration, and this is from a State Department spokesperson, they said, oh, no, the Biden administration will ensure one way or another that Iran will never obtain a nuclear weapon. So once they have it, Mike, what then can we even do? What are we going to do? Like this administration lets things, they turn things into chaos. Then they step in and say, don't worry, we'll save you. We've seen this record player played before, haven't we?
Well, you say it all the time, right? They create the problem and they act like they have the solution to said problem. And that doesn't work anymore. You look at this, Mike, it's what we did in Afghanistan. We're going to pull out of Afghanistan, but we'll leave billions of dollars of weaponry for the terrorists to use against us, right? And those weapons were found in places like Ukraine and other places across the Middle East. So we've seen this game before, as you said. This record has played, and again, it's America last. That's where we are in America today. America last. Again, don't worry about our border. Just worry about everybody else's. They want more funding for Ukraine. They want more funding for Israel. Worry about those countries, but America, we don't need to worry about that.
My last thought on this, again, Biden approval rating plummets to a 15-year low. 31% now approve of Biden. I'd love to know who any of these people are. And I'm starting to think it might be people who've come from Iran and actually believe in the Iranian regime and what they do. And maybe those are the people who still approve of Joe Biden, because boy, does he hand them everything they seem to need to now maybe become a nuclear threat in our world. So that's topic one. Go ahead to your topic, Mike. What do you got for me?
Sure. This is speaking of the border, this is about the border. Boston sanctuary city rules allowed an illegal Haitian immigrant who is a rape suspect, Mike, to be released back into the community. Now, of course, rape, terrible. Gets worse. After he sexually assaulted a disabled person, and he is now back on the streets. There's been hearings all week, and I'm just going into the border because now we're on this topic, but also an MS-13 gang member that raped and killed a woman's daughter. She was on in front of the committee this week. We keep hearing these stories, and it's not one or two people, Mike. it's a lot of people. There was a story a couple of years ago from, I think it was Rhode Island, where the gang members literally just kicked and brutalized somebody to death in the streets in Rhode Island. We keep seeing these stories, and at some point we have to address them. And at some point it should be important to, I don't know, our government to address keeping American citizens safe and not worrying about sanctuary cities and sanctuary places where illegal immigrants can go and live their lives the way they want to. We need to do that for American people. I don't know how many more stories we can hear about this, but this to me, I caught this morning on Fox News. I'm like, wait a minute. An illegal immigrant rape suspect released back into the community after sexually assaulting a disabled victim. How sick is that?
Who thinks that that's even marginally okay? Like, honest to God, you might, I don't know, you can't be mentally fit to think that that makes even a tiny bit of sense. I'm serious, too. What is the argument that says we should let this person back out, right? How do they even like one fact, what would it be that they say, well, come on, you've got to remember this. What is that, Mike? I can't even imagine. How could anybody in law enforcement in the judicial system think, no, there's an argument to be made for the illegal immigrant who rapes to be let back out? Like, what is it?
I don't know. And this seems pretty, and by the way, this person is not seeking asylum, folks. Can we just talk about that for a second?
They're not here on a work visa?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Mike, there's other people. There was a guy that just killed somebody. He was arrested four times and they wouldn't deport him. And then he had a DWI and killed somebody. I mean, these are the things we're talking about. How many more do you need to see? And again, for all the people out there that say, oh, those right-wing extremists, they hate immigrants. No, we don't. We love immigrants, legal immigrants. There's a big difference, right? There's a big difference in walking over the border on your own, not checking in anywhere, and being told, here's an appearance ticket in 5 years, and we know nothing about these people. Terrorists coming over, Mike, record fentanyl coming over. It's story after story after story, and I do have a clip for our Friday fun clip that addresses the immigration issue and racism as well.
It's just disgusting. Yeah. And then what'll happen is an actual legal American citizen, if they witness something like this happening the next time and they actually do something about it, they'll be the ones that are thrown into prison. And they will not be let out to walk the streets while they're waiting for court appearances. They'll basically be judged and they'll basically be put away.
Yep.
And then we're all going to say, well, why would we put that guy away? Well, come on, you can't do that to an illegal immigrant.
Right.
Oh, you mean an illegal immigrant who raped someone and who was then back on the street, likely committing other crimes? It's just outrageous.
I mean, and Glenn continues to say this, Mike, before we go on to topic number three, like, if that's my child,
I mean, I can't even, and now it
means more because I have a daughter, like you have two daughters, Mike, and that stuff, I mean, it doesn't have to be a boy or a girl, like the boy that got beat up in Rhode Island, but like that as a parent now, the fit of rage that would come over me, I don't know what to say other than like, you just feel like you have to take matters into your own hands at some point. Going on TV and telling your story is not good enough anymore.
It's not good enough. And I do fear what I might do, and I might do something that puts me away for the rest of my life. But I might then say, you know what, I'll let God judge what I did and whether it was right or wrong. Because at that point, I mean, what do you do? And it's your own kids. That's what I wonder, Mike. Like, is it going to be that it actually happens to either themselves or their spouses or their kids before they actually say, whoa, bad judgment.
Just like when their car gets jacked in DC, they're like, wait a minute, we have a carjacking problem. No kidding.
Telling you.
Yeah.
So on to one of our favorite characters. We love to talk about her.
Joy Reid.
Joy Reid.
Yes.
So we got a little Joy Reid for you. Joy Reid accuses white Christian Iowans of wanting to have people of color bow down, in quotes, to them. So they just can't imagine that anyone that is of kind of Christian mind could actually support Trump, right?
Yep.
They think that people that might support Trump, they obviously must have some white supremacy running through their blood, Mike, because how on earth can anyone who's God-fearing like a guy like Trump?
Yeah, this is one of the most interesting things that's happening here too, Mike. Same person, Joy Reid, in that same rant, I believe, was saying that conservatives won't vote for Nikki Haley because she's not white. I mean, this pushing of race for everything, to me, it's actually doing a disservice to all minorities in the country, right? When you continuously play this racism game, that, by the way, of course, are there racists on both sides? Of course there are. There's bad people everywhere, every country in the world, across the globe. There's bad people, there's racists, of course that. But to push this narrative that, you know, all white voters in Iowa, Christian white voters in Iowa, mm-hmm. are inherently racist and will never vote for women or women of color or men of color is just ridiculous. It's again, and I say this about Joy Reid all the time, like, Joy Reid has a platform and makes millions of dollars as an African-American woman. In what world is America inherently racist? If that was the case, Joy, you wouldn't be in the position you're in, by the way.
Never.
And you wouldn't have viewers for your television show, by the way.
She'd have never made it. They believe that any of these people now are like white nationalists, Christian nationalists, because, you know, our country was founded a lot upon many Christian beliefs. So those people, they think that they own this country. And then you start reading into this, Mike, and you start thinking, oh, ownership. Okay, I get it. So white supremacy, racism. Oh, are we talking about, oh, yeah, the white supremacist evangelicals, they want to own, right? What does that mean? Well, we want to own people too, right? It just is the same tired narrative. You can never talk about people of different colors and religions and ethnicities and even sexual orientations on just a level playing field. They all have to be separated out, right? Like we see it all the time in society. They love to put us in little boxes. Oh, you're a Trumper. Oh, okay. Oh, you're homophobic. Oh my. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You don't want anyone coming over the border. You know, that's what they love to do. And if you're not in their category, watch out. They're going to attack you and attack you and attack you.
And the last thing I'll say before we go to the next topic is on this. We're business owners, Mike. You and I deal with people of all ethnicities, all backgrounds, all areas across Western New York and Rochester. The last thing that I do, and by the way, this is all people I know. I'm not just saying me, but all people I know is, oh, somebody, a minority comes in for an appointment. Oh, nope, can't work with them, Mike. Of course not. I don't even see race when I'm sitting down with anything. That's what's so outrageous. These people that claim, you know, everything's racist, all they do is see race. Mm-hmm. People like us, and I don't mean white people, I mean people that have a brain in their head, sit down with people and say to themselves, okay, I'm having an appointment here. How can I help you? That's how we look at life. Not, oh, this is a woman, I can't talk to her. Oh, this is an African-American, I can't. That is so disgusting. The fact that the left pushes that on the radio and on the media, mm-hmm. all that is just sickening to me. And it's disrespectful and it's evil. And that's what they do. And Joy Reid, the leader of that party right there.
And Mike, so these four C words, I do it with a level of care and compassion. And I do it with some curiosity. Sometimes people are different than me. I find it interesting.
Yeah.
I find it fun, actually, to get to know people that are of different backgrounds.
Yeah.
Right. I actually do. And then last one, I mean, it's care, compassion, it's curiosity, and it's complete care for their needs. It's not about, oh, well, you know, I'm going to take care of them differently. Right. So you do it. These are people who are not professionals.
Yep.
That's the problem. And they don't have common sense, which I think was the other C that I'm thinking of.
Yep.
Common sense, folks.
And that's because you give a crap about people, Mike.
Right.
So that's that on that
right.
topic. Real quick plug. If you think like us, folks, work with us. Call 833-FIN-GUYS. We are your one-stop financial shop here at the Financial Guys. If you work with, or if you think like us, work with us. There you go. 716-633-1515 or 833-FIN-GUYS. Topic number four, Mike. This is an interesting story this week. The federal government asked financial institutions to rummage through customer data, Mike, to see if terms such as MAGA, Trump, Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, and Dick's Sporting Goods were in their records at all or were used in transactions. I don't know what to say anymore. I really don't.
So if you're buying athletic wear at Dick's Sporting Goods, watch out. They're coming after you.
Don't go buy the long sleeve shirts, folks. Don't do it. You will be confused for a racist MAGA supporter. Don't do it. Don't go buy the fishing pole, whatever you do.
Oh, you
don't do it.
You're fishist.
Yeah, you're fishist. Yeah, that's right. Don't go buy that football from Dick's Sporting Goods or you will be a MAGA supporter. Don't do it, whatever you do. This is how ridiculous it is, Mike. And honestly, they're just infringing on our right to privacy, too. Like, by the way, make America great just for those people out there, like the person that yelled at me at the Bills game last week for wearing my MAGA hat. Make America great again is not a slogan of racism. It's not a slogan of fascism. It's a slogan of wanting their country to be the greatest country it can be. That's why I believe in MAGA. I am America first. I am a make America great again person. Why? Because I care deeply about my country and want my freedoms and want my kids to grow up in a nice country that's not full of disease, crap on the streets, heroin addicts on the streets, crime everywhere. I don't want that. I want America to be great. I want America first. That's all MAGA means, by the way, for those that out there that don't know that.
We actually are good people. They pretend to be good people, right? They pretend to be compassionate. We actually are compassionate. How about Made in America? I mean, that used to be something we could all say, wow, this is amazing. Look at people from America making products, doing services for people in America. We love that. We thought it was so great. Yep. Is Chick-fil-A on that list, by the way?
Not yet.
You'd think, oh man, come on. You want to be off on Sundays?
Yeah.
You slimes.
Yeah.
You're
extremist terrorists.
I mean, honestly. So is there any uproar on the left about this? Like, what if we said, hey, Donald Trump, when you get in office, look up anyone who is a, let's see, Nike supporter, Target supporter. Yeah. What other companies would we say, oh, there might be some issues with those types of people?
Yeah.
We don't care. What we care about is capitalism. We care about equal justice. We care about you leaving us alone, government. That's what we care about. Everybody can be successful. We're not trying to target anybody.
Equity is not, okay, only these people get what they want. That's not equity, by the way. Equity is everybody can do what they want, okay? So just, I know it's tough for them to understand, and we're going to move on to topic number five?
I think I'm up next.
You are up next.
Five. That's
in my mind, five. But that's what equity is, folks. Everybody has the opportunity to do what they want. That's what makes America great, and that's what we want back. Not diversity, equity, inclusion, hires only.
So, Mike, topic five. Equal opportunity can exist if we're not all frozen to death. So I want to go into this. This is about environmentalists, Mike.
Oh, gosh.
This is a call on the Biden administration to tank the natural gas projects amid nationwide Arctic blast.
Say that again, Mike, just for everybody to hear that again.
Yeah. So these environmentalists basically want to stop the natural gas projects amid nationwide Arctic blasts.
Yep.
So it's okay if everyone is literally freezing to death if they're outside for more than 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And the environmental activist organizations, they still want, this is not even about expansion, Mike. This is about fixing some things, fixing fossil fuel energy possibilities so that it actually works to keep people from dying of the freeze, like literally a deep freeze, right? Which then gets you to the phrase of global warming again. Yes. So climate change, I get it now. So these people are just so dumb that they still want to push their initiatives about saving the earth, even if it means millions of people could be in jeopardy of dying from the cold, Mike. Like they got to be the dumbest people on earth, these people.
My favorite thing ever, though, is the climate change argument, right? Like, they forget that there was like an ice age in the world years ago, right? Like millions of years ago. They forget that there's been hurricanes for forever. There's been tornadoes forever, snowstorms and blizzards forever. This isn't hard to comprehend. Over time with seasons and things, this stuff happens. The World Economic Forum, like, their idea is to just get rid of animals because they fart. So just so you understand that, right? Get rid of them because that's polluting the air. They say to only eat the bugs. Right. They are saying to never drive gas powered vehicles, only E vehicles, which, by the way, to your point, in frigid Buffalo, New York, not the best bet. OK. Or if you have to go more than, like, I don't know, 200 miles, not the best bet. Also, planes and semi trucks and trains, Mike, are not able to go on electric like it's just the easiest thing in the world. Until you have legitimate solutions to what you call the climate change problem, I really don't want to hear about it at this point. And your example can't be get rid of farming and animals. Yeah, well, what are we going to eat? Because eating the bugs, as they say in Davos, that's not going to work, right? Eating one piece of steak a year as you guys eat steak, shrimp, and lobster at your conferences, 25 million times a year. I don't want to hear that. If you eat Z-bugs, I'll eat Z-bugs. If you drive your EVs, I will drive an EV. If you get rid of your private jet, I won't want a private jet. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Yeah, an EV, right? Like there so many people are having troubles with EVs in this cold, but still they'll say, no, we have to depend on electricity. Yeah. Well, guess what? Electricity and the generators need for the power generation. They need gas. They need natural gas. So these people are so backwards. They don't make any sense. Yeah. They're almost like kind of like little petulant 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
They don't care. Logic doesn't matter. Common sense doesn't matter. They'll just keep saying the same stupid thing over and over again. And they all say it to each other. So I guess they all have like their own audience.
They'd rather all of us die than actually just, you know, live life and get through life. They'd rather just die. And on our producer here is getting on us because we're over time again. Like, we are doing terrible today. Topic number six.
Listen, I was pent up in my house for a couple days because of the snow.
We got
a lot to talk about.
She put up their time and now topic number six. She says, move the hell on. All right, here we go. Topic number six. Yesterday, the Department of Justice, this was actually 2 days ago, Department of Justice finally confirmed, Mike. What did they finally confirm? Take a guess.
No idea.
That the Hunter Biden laptop was real, Mike.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
So finally they have the evidence they needed.
Yes.
Good for them. A little late to the party, but hey, they made it.
But remember, in 2020, Joe Biden said there was overwhelming evidence to show the intelligence community it was Russian disinformation. So now that we can admit that, I don't know, 4 years later and a stolen election later, I'll say, this actually is, by the way, for all the leftists out there that think that Trump is, you know, interfering in elections and all these other things. This actually is election interference. When you purposely hide real stuff and you purposely take it off the internet or take Trump's tweets off Twitter, that actually is election interference. That's actually stealing elections by putting fake stuff in people's heads. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, and I'll say this to our listeners because we know you pay attention, not everybody pays attention to politics and what's going on in the world as much as our listeners do or we do. And that's a problem because you have people voting, Mike, that don't actually know what's actual reality and what's the Babylon Bee. Like they don't know anymore. And that to me is a real problem.
Just thinking maybe there was so much cocaine inside that laptop, they had to like literally just vacuum it all out. It took quite a while to get it functional again so they could actually prove that there was material on there. I'm not sure. So you get like people like Stacey Abrams, you get the Dr. Fauci, you get this Justice Department, you get Biden. There's never, ever accountability, even when they're proven wrong, right?
Yep.
Stacey Abrams can say, This election was stolen from me. Hillary Clinton can say things like that. Yep. They never are held accountable, just like Fauci lately, right?
Yep.
Saying, oh, well, you know what? We are seeing that some of the things that I did say weren't true. I mean, it's about as blatant as it can possibly be. And so now you've got Hunter Biden, more evidence, insurmountable evidence, you would think. But will it be insurmountable, Mike? I doubt it. I bet he's just, they're basically just, they're just making this thing go on and on and on. I just don't see any accountability in any respect whatsoever happening.
No, it's Trump's fault. Always Trump's fault. I'm dying of this cough. I'm getting there. All right. Finally, for Fridays, we do our Friday fun segment and we're early. I'm going to put that on there. We're early. Friday fun segment, Mike. This is a Democrat rep Jasmine Crockett. I'm not going to tee it up other than saying this is the lunacy of American politics in 2024.
Republicans are yelling the states don't have the tools to help with migrants, but rather than work with Democrats, Republicans are targeting communities of color in Democratic cities like Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia. And while they say that it's about Democrat-run cities, I do want to point out another similarity that they have. These are cities that are run by African Americans. So while I know that they love to pretend as if there are no racial undertones, it is just striking to me that we specifically are going after African American run cities.
So just to give a thing there, a recap of that, Republicans are targeting communities of color by sending illegal immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities. Jasmine, I don't know if you've been following, but people like Mayor Adams have been telling everybody for a while, until now they don't like the problem anymore, that they were a sanctuary city, Mike, and they would take care of these illegal asylum seekers. It has nothing to do with your race. It has nothing to do with your gender. Nothing to do with any of that. What it has to do with is that your Democrat-run cities and states, by the way, like New York, have said for months and years now that the border's not a problem, and that they would take on, Kathy Hochul said it too, we will take on these immigrants. Mark Poloncarz said it too. They said that, not us. We were the ones actually saying, no, close the border. Then this wouldn't be a problem. We wouldn't be sending illegal immigrants, Mike, to cities if we didn't have them. Pretty simple solution. Close the freaking border. It ends all these problems. And then you guys can stop bitching and complaining, because we won't have 10 million illegal immigrants in our country.
They say how racist we are. And then she basically, she herself is in a super powerful position in our government. She's mentioning these cities that are run by African-Americans. They've made it to some of the highest levels of political positions in the country. And they have turned those cities into shitholes. So now it's our fault, right? It's our fault. We don't look at these people as the color of their skin. We look at them as terrible politicians, terrible leaders. They're incompetent. That's what the problem is. That's why you've turned these wonderful American cities into the shitholes they are. It's just such a tired argument. I think most people are onto it. So please vote Trump, folks, this year.
There you go.
Can we just end with, please vote for Trump so we can turn this chaos around?
And one thing I'll say, too, to finish that with someone like Jasmine. Jasmine, I don't know if you've been to New York City lately or pay attention to New York City. But one thing I would maybe do, if you don't want to get, made fun of for running a Democrat-run hellhole, would maybe, like, let's not do crack pipe vending machines that have condoms, crack pipes, and other things, right? Or chapstick. Let's not let people defecate on the streets. Let's stop letting people push other people in front of subways. That's maybe where I would start. Instead of blaming race for everything, let's go back and see what leaders have done and said and actually dissect that. Again, anybody with a brain would say crack pipe vending machines, not our best option there. Or letting people shoot heroin in safe shooting heroin zones, bad idea. to Mike, we're going to end it with this, and I'll let you close out. Trump 2024, I can't say it enough. He dominated the Iowa caucus. It's evident, folks. We know. Trump 2024, get on board and get on the train now, because the longer you wait, the more money we're going to waste and the more issues we're going to have with this election. Just get on board and let's move on.
Absolutely. All right, folks, find us every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We have podcasts each of those days. Get our app. Find the Financial Guys Media app. Super easy. You'll have everything right at your fingertips. We appreciate you tuning in, folks. Go Bills. We will be back again next Friday.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.